This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of late spring. When locust trees flower, then snow on the mountain blossoms and clematis and spiderwort open. White-spotted skippers and red admiral butterflies visit the garden. Gold-colored blackflies swarm in the pastures. Leafhoppers look for corn, and scorpion flies make their appearance in the barnyard. Bright green six-spotted tiger beetles race along the deer paths of the woods. Grasshoppers come to the fields. Northern spring field crickets, the first crickets of the year to sing, they're singing. Baby robins are out of the nest, and reckless adolescent groundhogs wander the roadsides. When the fragrant locusts blossom, then multiflora roses and pink spirea and yellow sweet clover and yellow poplars are budding and blooming. Sycamore and ginkgo leaves are almost full size and the rest of the maples are filling in. Rhododendrons follow the azaleas, joined by the raspberries and the blackberries. Wild strawberries climb bright yellow through sticky catchweed. Grasses along the riverbanks are waist-high and more. Poison hemlock reaches your chin, and angelica gets over your head. Wood hyacinths and spring beauties disappear this deep into late spring. Violets stop blooming until autumn. Hydrangea snowballs lose their luster. Sweet Sicily goes to seed. Garlic mustard and wintercress weaken under the closing canopy, and spring phlox is getting old. Ragwort flowers turn to fluffy seed heads, and watercress flops over in the sun. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the final week of late spring, the transition time to early summer. In the meantime, look for farmers to be cutting hay and for thistles to flower in the fields.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.